think I'm going to teach a lesson, but I'm just going to obey the Holy Ghost. I have prepared, and the Lord has been talking to me about some things in the area of faith, and then I want to tell you what he put on my heart. Amen. Everybody stay except the youth. Amen. And I want to tell you that is very, very critical that we hear what the Spirit of God is saying tonight, okay? Very, very, very necessary, important. Hallelujah. All right. You know, I know, we know. I'm going to get into the word in just a minute, I think. You know, I know, we know. We're not going to magnify it, but we're going to mention it. That we have had, what, hurricane back to back to back to back to back. I think about five, maybe six in a row, just back to back to back to back, right? And in the middle of that, somewhere in the middle of that, there was a real serious earthquake in Mexico. Two real serious. And we also have among us a plague of doubt and unbelief. And many people goes to church, and we really need to adjust what we say when we tell people you just need to get in church. No. So just getting in church ain't gonna do it. People die in church and people die out of church. And we just had the worst killing in the history of the United States. Almost, last I heard, almost 60 people. And I don't know what, 400 or 500 wounded. I don't know, may have been more than that. 500 something wounded. I gotta warn you, gotta admonish you. See, I'm not, in no way I'm trying to beat you up, but I'm trying to encourage you. You gotta not take lightly what you have here. Don't allow yourself, as I said to my wife in the office, don't allow yourself to take this attitude. I got a lot of Bibles in my office. I mean, I got a lot of them, because I don't know why, I just love to buy Bibles. But it's no good to me to have all those Bibles and none of those in me. It won't do me a bit of good. When all the crisis start coming, break out, having all them Bibles not going to secure me. It's what I got in me from those. It's what's going to sustain me. What's going to keep me. What's going to call me to go forward in victory. What's going to keep me steady. What's going to call me to go forward and propel and triumph over the opposition. That's what's going to do it. And we cannot afford to put God second class, second place, third place. Come when I want to, or come when it's convenient. Or read your Bible when you want to, or read it when it's convenient. You got to get this word in you. Because crises are here. They're not coming, they're here. And only those that are filled with the word, prepared with the word of God, that will stand, that'll be able to help. And the Lord told me to tell you, I never use this like this. He told me to tell you. I want to raise you up. When he say you, he talking about people that believe him. You understand? I want to raise you up because there's a famine in the land. And God prepared Egypt through Joseph. because his man was there to sustain that family. And that's why he wants you to get that word in you, because there are many lives will have to be sustained because you took the time, in the time of good time, in the time of fat time, in the time of plentiful, to store it up. You can't draw water out of an empty container. You can have all the containers you want to, but if nothing in it, you're not going to get anything out of it. And you don't need to be walking around a empty container, a few drops in your container. You need to be full and overflowing. And when this word, when we worship, see, worship is so key. Worship, praise and worship is so key to the power of God. And that's why you find that that's why you find your flesh and the enemy fights it so, because if you don't worship God, you don't allow yourself to be tuned or prepared to receive what God has for you. You get self-centered. You get full of pride. Hello, you're so proud. You're so prideful. You can't raise your hand. You can't forget about yourself. You focus on yourself instead of focus on the one that got you and the one that's going to keep you and the one that, because of him. That's why we're enjoying what we're enjoying right now, because we yield it. There's an atmosphere that's the presence of the Lord. That could be an atmosphere terrified with fear and all kind of destruction. Hello? So it's so important in these hours that we prepare ourselves, because only those that know God, the real, are going to stand up. Those that's been playing church is about to show up. It's a showdown coming. I said it's a showdown coming. Amen. Amen. So I want to share a few minutes. What I don't have is, let me see, I got a timekeeper on my iPad. Thought I was gonna get away.